Guys, you know what we haven't done in a long time?
Damn right I do.
Wow, you guys suck. You didn't even get me one.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
Jerks. You didn't even ask.
Would you like to split some wine?
No, I'm good, thanks.
This one's lemonade. You want to try it?
No, I'm good.
Try it.
No, it's okay.
I'll pour you a Dixie cup really right good. Now.
No, it's like carbonated lemonade. I want you to try it.
All right, fine. I'll try it.
I got a dick full of vanilla.
Okay, this
is fuck you up.
NOS charred citrus.
That's really fucking good. I wouldn't mind drinking that, like, as a soda. You don't like it? It's
not
too sour.
Reminds me of another drink that's not very good. Not that I would know what that tastes like, but hypothetically, if I did.
You don't like it either?
It stings the back of your palate.
It stings the palate. I don't. Tell me that doesn't taste like another drink we know of.
Oh, it definitely does.
Oh, it does. God, yeah. You just ruined this drink for me forever.
Sorry.
Damn it. I'm going to drink it and wince now and be like, ugh!
Yeah, pretty much.
I just stick to my regular Rockstar. I'm good with it.
Well, yeah. They didn't have the Rockstar I like, so. All right.
This podcast not sponsored by either NOS or Rockstar.
Apparently it's sponsored by the person without a drink. Yeah.
All right. So, first topic. Balls.
Balls are nice.
I have balls.
Balls are great.
Actually, no, I hate balls. Balls suck.
You have balls. I like balls.
I'm not saying I would ever give up my balls, but they are kind of inconvenient. Like
sometimes, yeah. Like when you sit on them, that doesn't feel good.
Right, when they like stick to your thigh. I mean, there's never been a time where I'm like, wow, I'm so glad those are there to
I
want to
go home.
Especially when I got that girl pregnant that one time. It'd be really convenient if I didn't have balls, because then I know it's not
So we
mine.
Have a special guest on this podcast.
We do.
Her name is Dana.
Hello, Dana.
She's a little puppy.
Yeah, she's a pit bull.
I think. Oh my god, motherfucker. Really? It's on silent, too. It's going to go off again. God damn it. Hang on. I'm going to fix this. God, can we just restart this whole podcast?
That's okay. It worked out really well, though, because as I was yelling at you, my phone vibrated, but you couldn't hear it. Oh, yelling at you is perfect. Yeah. Somebody's trying to adopt Dana, actually, is how that...
All right. Dana, you're getting adopted. Dana's getting adopted.
Yeah. But she's a pit bull. She's a foster dog. She's not my foster dog, but we're watching her for the week, and she's pretty awesomely well-behaved. Except for the part where she wouldn't get out of my car today.
Oh, dude, that was hilarious.
Well, because
who all did you send that to as part of a Snapchat?
I don't remember.
So I knew you sent it to me, and I was jumping in the shower as I was looking at it, and I was laughing my face off.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. But anyway, what had happened was I had to go out to my car for something. I don't even remember. Oh, to get glasses, because my contacts fell out this morning. And she gets like really hyper if you go by the door. So it's like, okay, whatever, I'll walk you. So I take her out and I'm like, okay, well, let me get in my car to get my glasses so I can fucking see. And she just hops right in, and I'm like trying to pull her out, and it just didn't happen. And she hops in. I was like, fuck. And so I try to pull her out, not happening. So I'm like, okay. And then as I let go of the leash, she walks over to the other side of the car to get away from me, like to the passenger side. Now, so I'm like, fuck. I walk around. As soon as I open the door, back to the driver's seat. And then that happened like 6 times. And I recorded it on Snapchat, so.
Follow
that's
him.
A thing, but it won't be there by the time they follow me.
Yeah, that's true.
But anyway, and she just kept going back and forth. And then finally I was like, okay, well, I'm going to leave this door open and then open the other door. Maybe she'll just like walk all the way out and then I'll just get her on the other side. Well, I did that and this bitch gets up and then walks to the back seat of the car through the center console. It's like, god damn
it. You should have just opened all the doors.
Yeah.
You know, you can literally refer to as a bitch.
I can, because she is a bitch by definition. That is what she is.
Actually, I don't think she's in heat, so...
I don't think that's part of the...
No, I think they just have to be a female
dog. In heat.
No?
That's what I heard.
I've never heard the in heat part. I could be wrong. I've never actually looked it up. That's...
Definition of a
bitch. Anyway,
Google
a female dog.
Okay. You know what's really cool about my phone?
What?
It's like an OK Google now, because I have the Google Now launcher.
Oh, but you could have done that before.
I know, but like, I liked my Galaxy default, you know, load shit, because I'd been used to it for a year, and then my Galaxy took a fucking dump on me. So I went and I bought an LG. Not the G3, but just
So you did have to buy this phone?
Yeah.
Not
how much was it?
It was $100.
Okay. Nice. It's just like a permanent solution or just a temporary solution?
Just a temporary solution until I get a G3.
Okay.
It's just a female dog, wolf, fox, or otter.
There you go. Or otter.
Yeah, or otter. I don't know.
That's interesting. The other ones are kind of related. Otter's like...
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
So why'd you get that phone instead of a G3?
Because the G3 is like $500.
Okay. You should have bought one on Swappa.
How much
of course,
is it on Swappa?
You would have had to wait, but it's probably like $200 or $300.
Well, yeah. Well, the thing is that I could have, but I needed the phone now, and I only had $100 on me, so I was like, "Fuck it, give me that phone."
See, I would have just gotten like a piece of shit phone.
But I mean,
real piece of shit.
Well,
but you know, whatever.
He ended up getting me a pretty good deal on it, and I got like $30 off the phone and then a free case. So I only paid like $80 out the door.
That's not bad.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's pretty all right. I mean, it's not the best thing since sliced bread.
You were saying it did something before the podcast started, but I was kind of setting shit up.
Oh, it does the little knock thing.
Oh, yeah. The LG. Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah. I'm easily amused. I turned my phone on and off.
Yeah. Knocking is the greatest thing that's happened to phones ever since they added cameras. That's like the next best thing.
Knocking.
Yeah. But yeah, it's about $400 on Swappa.
Yeah. So. See, I'm not in the position to drop $400 on a phone.
Yeah.
Because I
that $400 on a phone is pretty expensive.
I mean, I dropped $600 for the S4 when it came out.
Yeah, you and your fucking Metro PCS non-contract phones.
I don't like contracts. I mean, not that I'll ever not need a phone, but...
Yeah. That's like the one contract I just don't give a shit about, because...
Because you're always going to need it.
Because there's never going to be a point in time where, like... I will have my phone longer than I would have my car. Like, I'd get rid of my car first. Because without a phone, you can't get rides, you can't get jobs, you can't, you know.
That's true, because no one has a fucking house phone anymore. We actually just turned ours off.
Yeah, mine's been off for a while. It's nice not having a house phone.
I know.
It saves a lot of money and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's why I stick with Metro, because I have unlimited data, unlimited calls, unlimited text, whatever, and it's like $50.
Well,
I don't think anybody doesn't have unlimited calls and text.
I'm on Sprint.
But data, hey, and I go through data like a motherfucker.
Wow. I'm on Sprint, and the family plan they have, it's same thing as Metro. $60.
Do you get unlimited
data? Everything.
But is the cost of your phone subsidized?
What do you mean?
How much did you pay for your phone?
This is actually a replacement.
Now, how much did you pay for the initials?
Okay, yeah, how about the initial
zero phone? I don't think I paid anything for this.
Okay. It
came with the plan, which initially was $80 a person. And we have like 6 people on our plan.
Okay.
But now it's going down. It's getting cut to $60 a person.
Okay.
Is it because of how many people you have on your plan?
No. It might be. It might be.
But I bet it helps having a family plan.
It's the Sprint family plan or whatever it is.
Family?
Yeah.
Oh, friends and family.
You pay less per amount of person on there.
We only have me, Jordan, and her parents. So four people.
Uh-oh, somebody's calling.
It's not terrible. Oh. Is that for the dog?
No, I thought it was.
Anyway.
We could have answered it on the podcast.
Honestly, if it was... it's Brittany who wants to buy the dog. I would have answered on the podcast.
Oh. Stupid Brittany. Never mind. Don't answer on the podcast. Stupid Brittany. I said it.
I was going to say something. Now I completely forgot. Oh, but it's Sprint. That's the other thing. Sprint fucking sucks.
Sprint does suck. I will give
them
that.
But
Sprint
doesn't Metro kind of suck too?
No, Metro uses Verizon's towers. So
yeah, but Sprint uses like AT&T's towers.
Yeah.
Do they?
No, yeah. They don't.
Well, they did. Sprint doesn't have their own towers.
Not anymore.
You have Verizon and AT&T. Those are the towers. Sprint probably uses
like DirecTV's towers or something. They suck.
DirecTV's towers. You do know how DirecTV works, right?
Yeah, satellites that don't work in the rain. That's exactly what happens with my phone. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but would suck.
I get 3G almost everywhere I go.
You get 3G very, almost everywhere?
Very, very slight possibilities I'll get an LTE. That, like, where I work, I get LTE.
That sucks.
My mom's house, I get 3G. Here, I get, like, times one. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, that's...
I get 4G everywhere
that's like,
I go.
Edge network. That's
that's garbage.
Yeah.
Times one. Sometimes it says extended network. I'm like, what the hell is this? Anyways.
I get 4G everywhere I go, so I'm pretty excited about
it. I think I might upgrade to the 6.
Yeah? You're going to get the 6 Plus or just the 6?
What's 6 Plus?
5.5 inches.
I'm glad
the size of the note.
I'm glad
we came
in.
What the fuck am I going to do with that?
I watch porn and glorious
porn
large HD.
No. Yeah.
Why else does anybody
want
to watch
porn on a phone the size of an iPad?
If the iPhone 6 is bigger than this, just the 6 is bigger than this, I don't want it.
It's
fucking stupid.
It's smaller than this, though.
Oh. Yeah.
That's the G2, right?
This is the G2. This is 5.2 inches. The new iPhone's 4.7 inches.
Now, here's my thing.
So what, half an inch diameter smaller?
Yeah, something like that.
Apple and Samsung are fucking up the flow. The Galaxies were supposed to get bigger, and the iPhones were supposed to get longer, and now they've switched. Now the iPhone's getting bigger, and the
Galaxy's staying exactly the same size.
No, it's bigger, because I did a side-by-side with my S4, and it's longer.
Oh, well, I'm talking about, like, the S5 and S6. Then
there
you gotta stop walking up and down the stairs.
Oh.
Or maybe I'm thinking of the Note 4. The Note 4 is the same size as the Note 3.
Yeah. But I think the Note just slammed on the iPhone.
It did.
In an advertisement.
Yeah, no, I saw that. Yeah, it was
something
great
about how it's now just catching up with the G2.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's like, right, sometimes you're ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
I was like, dude. I was walking through the living room when I heard that. And I was like,
I hate those kinds of commercials that are like, our product's good because the other product sucks.
It wasn't our product's good because the other product sucked. It's like, our product has been around for a while, but now it's cool because the iPhone did it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like our phone.
The worst part is they're right.
They are right.
That's the problem.
They're like, oh, the iPhone did it better. No, they didn't.
That's like a whiny hipster who's like, well, I did it first.
I almost want to switch to not an iPhone. I want to get a Droid.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
But as a company, I can understand that. When you put out a superior product and then someone mimics you 3 years later and they do better, pisses me off.
Right. Now you're a whiny passive-aggressive teenager just who happens to have a shit ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying, you know, now you're whiny and passive-aggressive. I don't like Samsung.
You don't like Samsung?
Yeah.
Why not? You just went out and bought a Samsung fucking tab.
Because it's the only goddamn one with a pen that works. Because the Microsoft Surface tablets suck dick.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because if LG made one with a pen, I'd buy it.
But yeah, well, yeah.
What about Apple? What if they made one with
a pen? I would also buy it.
They have really? A stylus for it.
Yeah, but it's a shitty stylus. My stylus is like a real stylus. I don't like...
Can it work like an old English pen?
Yeah.
Like a fountain pen?
Yeah, a fountain pen.
But and it like actually, it's like has a point. It's not like that squishy nub on the end. It's like a real pen.
Oh.
Yeah.
You have a squishy nub on the end.
I do, actually. I do.
It's a true story.
Several inches long.
Oh.
Talking about Joey's dick size on the podcast.
Totally talking about my fingers, but okay.
Yeah, right. He was talking about his dick size.
So, actually, I was being very generic
my
about
business.
It.
No, anybody didn't get that?
I was like, taking a sip. All right. Visual cues for our audio podcast.
I love my tattoo.
You got another new tattoo?
No, it's just one. Sometimes I look down at my arm and I'm like, holy shit, that's awesome. Oh, it's mine. I really do.
It's attached to my body. How did that happen?
Like, when I get a whole glimpse of like my whole arm, like, because usually all I see is the bottom half. Like when you're looking down, when you're wearing sleeves and shit.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Because
if I'm like home and I'm just like laying on the bed and my arm's on the wall, I'm like, oh, you sexing me. Didn't say that.
He says it every morning. He just looks himself in the mirror. I saw a comic thing the other day. It was like self-checkout and it was just a mirror. <That's> It was awesome. A guy checking himself
That's
out in the
awesome.
Mirror. Yeah, it was pretty fantastic.
Oh my God, I have something in my eye.
Oh, that happened to me this morning. And that's why I took my contacts out. Now I have glasses on that don't fit.
Good.
Oh, that's excellent. Good job, Joey.
So I think I'm getting... What?
Why don't they fit?
I don't know. They're just kind of weirdly shaped. I mean, look at that. That's clearly not the shape of my head.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Why don't you fix them, Joey?
Because
last time I tried to fix my sunglasses after someone stepped on them and popped the fucking frames
out. Oh, by
out.
The way, your new pair is on the counter.
Yay! Ben's new glasses are here.
My brand! No one? The 1-800 contacts commercial?
My brand.
Nope.
Wow.
They made a bunch of they made a bunch of League of Legends references from it.
Yeah, because they have a character called Brand.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Cool story.
Speaking of League of Legends, I'm going to start jungling.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't know. I want to get Rengar because Rengar looks like a badass.
Is that the big alligator thing?
No, that's Renekton. Oh. But close. Started with an R.
You're on the right track. Yes. I know my letters of the alphabet. I had to write an encryption program for a programming class yesterday, and I did a way better job than he told me how to do it.
Yeah, and he only accepted it in Word document.
Oh, okay, yeah, let's talk about that for a minute. Okay, I have a teacher. It's my computer networking teacher. So this is a computer teacher and a computer profession to get my computer degree in computers.
Got it.
To emphasize computers.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume my professors has some basic knowledge of how computers work, right? That would be a reasonable assumption. Evidently not.
Yes.
But now I will give him the benefit of the doubt. He is a network teacher, so he does networking and doesn't really work with computers that much. But come on. Anyway, this motherfucker only accepts Word documents. And at first I thought he was just being like an old man. He was like, yeah, Word documents are the best. No, this fucking idiot's reasoning for only accepting Word documents is because of viruses. That's why he only accepts them. Because other file formats have viruses.
Can't you put a virus in a Word document?
Yes. Yes, you can. In fact, and then anybody can open it. And what had happened is I submitted as a PDF my first two assignments, which I get zeros on both of them out of 100 points each. And he was like, well, you need to submit it as a .doc because viruses, I'm a moron. Yeah, that's what he said in the email. He added I'm a moron in the end.
I believe it.
Self-proclaimed. And So anyway, PDFs, you can only put a virus on it if you have Adobe Professional. Mm-hmm. You can install like a, you can embed applications on Adobe Premiere files, or I'm sorry, Adobe Professional files. But in order to open them, you also have to have Adobe Professional
right.
yourself.
Makes sense.
If you don't,
everybody has Word though.
Right. Nobody has Adobe Professional because right. that's like $200 and Adobe Reader's free and it doesn't open that shit. And even if you open it, then it says, hey, this looks like really shitty stuff. Are you sure you want to open this? So you'd have to be a fucking moron to open it at that point. Stunk. But Word documents, like you said, everybody has Word, so you can just open Word and then run the, it's called a macro virus. You can basically embed macros into it, so it automatically does stuff when you open the Word document. But you can also do a lot of other really shitty stuff, like install a keylogger, you know. And so, then I was thinking, I could totally embed a keylogger in the Word document to then get his password for Canvas, which is what our grades are, and then just get the grades and then change my grade and be like,
yeah,
you're a fucking
you
idiot.
Absolutely do that.
What you should do is, after you submit your final assignment, put a virus on there that immediately opens up, like, dirty, nasty porn
just
websites.
The worst porn.
Like, an unlimited amount of them, so you can't close
and, out. And then it, and each one of them has to have a pop-up that says, Word documents aren't safe.
Do it.
Just have,
fucking
like, a,
do it.
Audio virus or something that's like, okay, Google, open freaking midget porn. Open in first 50 windows.
Or better yet, just
Ben's covering his phone.
Better yet, just like have the sound of porn playing through his computer at all times.
Oh my god, that would be
and
yes.
No window to close or anything. It's just streaming the audio from nowhere. Yeah,
that would then be he great. Could just turn the volume down on his computer.
And then part of the script is the volume just keeps turning up. But yeah. So, but anyway, what I did to, you know, be a mature adult about it, I resubmitted my assignments as Word documents instead of PDFs, even though he's a fucking moron. And so, depending how he responds to my resubmission, if he gives me credit, I will take up to a 90, even if he docks like 10 points for not following the rules. Totally cool with it. But if he doesn't accept it, I'm blasting him in front of everybody on why he's a moron in computers.
And then giving him a virus.
Yeah.
Give him a virus first and then blast him. Because then you can walk out of the class and then he still has that document that's open. If you send him a document after he kicks you out of class, he's not going to open that shit. He's going to be like, this asshole just gave me a virus.
Oh, that's
got to do it yeah. first.
So better yet, no, unfortunately, it's not like a physical class. But hypothetically, if it was, I would submit it. I would have him open it in class. Now the porn's blaring in the background, and that's when I stand up and make my announcement about why he's a fucking idiot. It'd be perfect. It'd
that
be
would
beautiful.
Be perfect.
What's going on? Why is this happening?
I'll tell you what's going on.
You don't know how computers work, you fucking idiot. It wouldn't be so frustrating if, like, he wasn't a computer teacher. Like, if it was an English teacher, you know, they're not expected to really understand right. computers. This guy has, like, one sole purpose in life, and that's to get computers, and he doesn't get computers. So.
Sad.
That's how my yesterday went.
Slash rant.
Yeah, slash rant. Ben, you should get now why it would be slash rant.
Yes.
Why?
It's an end rant.
Yes, it's an end tag. That's
I've,
right.
I've known that forever, dude.
What?
It's an end tag for when you're programming. You always start something like, for example, if you want to type text into an HTML document, it's little...
hash text, I know.
Not hash text, it's a... bracket, P, bracket, and then to end it, it's
that's
bracket
paragraph.
Slash P.
Yeah!
That's text, that's paragraph.
But that's good.
Works for text. I took HTML in high school. I yeah. know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's where you would put the text in. There's
I know,
no text
but still,
tag.
I was always taught
doesn't,
to just
don't
do
you always start with an href? Like, bracket, href, bracket?
No,
that's
no.
to put in a link.
So, it's but A-href. Yeah, that, A-href, Ben knows his right. shit.
There you go.
I'm very proud of you, Ben.
I just remember all the brackets. I don't remember what they're for exactly. Yeah. I just remember P was for paragraph.
P is for a paragraph. You're
I
right.
can't wait to build my first website.
Yeah, it's
like
gonna be
completely
exciting.
From the ground up and make it like super sexy and just keep working on it. And then one day just be like bensupersexywebsite.com.
It's just going to be a giant CSS image of dick butt.
So did we do anything?
No, that
with
was
Dan
actually.
Fuck? Hey, I'm talking. Did what? We do anything with danfucksfatchicks.com?
No,
we just own it.
We just own it.
Yeah.
God, we need to make just.
Well, we need to get the video from Chris with him making out with the girl on the counter.
Chris the barback?
Yeah.
He works at McDitton's now.
Okay.
All right.
I actually think he got fired from McDitton's.
Okay, probably. But you have his contact information. It
I think Dan
like.
Does.
Dan
yeah.
does. We'll get it.
So I'll text Dan and be like, yo, give me Chris's number. I need to get something from him. He's going to be like, what? I'll be like, his number. Give me his fucking
I need to get his number from him. I need his number so I can text him to get his number. Stop asking questions.
But back to big pictures of Dick Butt and Code Academy. That was one of the things is like create a image that links to a website.
Oh, yeah. We
so
talked
I,
about that.
I put a big picture of Dick Butt and linked it to Reddit. Yeah. That's like my go-to thing to do.
A CSS created image, but that shit's a little different.
A little bit.
Those are like vectors and complicated shenanigans, even beyond my skill level of things. Yeah.
That's fucking hard for you to say, isn't it?
No, not really. There's a lot of things above my skill level. Especially when it gets into like graphics and shit.
His ego took a dive on that one.
Yeah. Well, I like to keep my ego low so that I can...
Me too.
Keep it high.
My
like
ego but, is so low that keep, when people compliment me,
I know. Like, it's yes! Like, yeah, I'm the greatest person on the planet.
It's great. It's how you get through life.
Yeah.
You have a high ego and somebody fucking just puts you down. You're just like, God damn it.
No, no, no. Aim low and...
Expect nothing.
Expect nothing, and everything's a fucking excitement. That's
keep your hopes up high and your head down.
That's why I think I enjoy shitty movies so much, because like I go and it's like, this is going to be awful and terrible, and then like if it's like even remotely okay,
like, okay, yeah, all right. Sharknado.
Sharknado.
I love that fucking movie.
Now I saw Sin City 2 the other day.
Worst movie ever.
Wasn't good.
Me.
Yeah, she's a very nice doggy. She's kind of an attention whore.
So pretty and so nice.
Yeah,
you're not aggressive.
Are we gonna put a picture of her in the link up now?
Yeah, because actually I took a picture for Brittany, so I'll just link that picture.
Yo. I don't get why people say pit bulls are mean dogs. They're the best dogs.
No, this dog
We have
is...
a pit bull at my house. It's my roommate's dog, and my daughter and her play all the time.
Yeah.
Like, the dog will walk around, and Riley will hold her tail and walk with her.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think I've seen this dog open her mouth.
Does she eat?
Yeah, I guess she does.
She probably opens her mouth.
She absorbs it.
Yeah, she smells it until it all disappears. So, but yeah, pit bulls are not.
No, not it's how you train them.
Yeah,
if you train them right, they're good dogs. And they're actually really, really smart dogs too.
Yeah, such as the bitch going to the back seat when they open both
she's
doors.
Smart,
to...
she knows. She's like, I see what he's doing here.
And anytime I tell her to go to the cage, she's just like, nope, and then sits down. And is like, God damn it. Stop playing with me. I am busy. I am a working adult. Yeah. Don't give me that look.
No.
Hey, I'm working.
I'm just kidding. She's like, but I just want to pet.
I know. But, yeah.
All right. So back on topic.
Yeah, right. Back to the podcast part of the podcast.
This dog is distracting.
Puppy paws.
I'm so going to use that soundbite for something.
Oh, don't use that.
Look at her rolling upside down like a doggy.
Yep, that's what dogs do.
It is. It's weird. It's almost like they're born to do that.
We lost all listeners just now.
Wow. We can't even segue away from the distraction.
Speaking of distractions, I got nothing.
Hey, that was almost a distraction on, something.
Segways.
Segways are a thing. I'm going to get a haircut today, I think.
Are you?
Yeah.
You have no hair.
Yeah, but it's getting curly.
It looks better when it's short, to be
honest. Yeah, because it starts to get curly, and it's... just
I have the most hair out of everyone. Like you could put both of your hair together, and I have longer hair.
You do.
Yeah, you got pretty long hair.
Okay. Yeah,
my hair's my lovely locks.
Yeah. My hair is pretty long. You just can't see it. It's super thin.
Yeah, just go on that whole like shaved look thing. You can.
I know.
Everybody
said it, but I don't like it.
Or you could like tattoo your head, the hair to your head.
Shut up.
Yeah, that'll work.
I'll tattoo some fake hair where my balding is.
Yeah, there you go. Just draw it out with a pen first and see how it goes, and
I like my long hair.
So, Destiny's raid came out on Tuesday.
It did.
And it took 11 hours for one team to beat.
Yep.
Just saying. That must be a pretty fucking intense raid. Because it's an endgame raid. I'm transferring away. I'm just... Shitty segue, but you know what? We need something to talk about.
The segue was fine. Nobody was saying anything about the segue until you pointed out the lack of segue.
But I just don't want to talk about Cybalding.
I was talking about my hair.
Everyone. But... Because we're fucking like gaming technology news.
Yeah, right. That's the second half of the podcast.
But... Well, this is not the story I want to talk about. We'll talk about something later when Austin's on the podcast. But the raid was released on Tuesday, and it took the first team to beat it 11 hours of continuous play. Actually, don't quote me on continuous, but it took them 11 hours.
It did take them 11 hours. That is correct. And they were the first team. I want to say they went on Reddit and they were like, hey, the first people to.
And then Kotaku did an article with them, and they're pretty much internet famous now for being the first people to do that. But my thing is like, everyone was bitching about, oh, Destiny's boring. There's nothing to do. Like, I watched some Twitch streams on that shit. That fucking thing is pretty intense. Like, they're like, it's just shoot and repeat. No, this one has puzzles. You have to solve puzzles to get to the next part.
Yeah, really? They're like complicated puzzles?
Some of them are pretty complex.
Nothing I've heard has been particularly great about Destiny. Everything I've heard is, it's okay. The only reason, though, it's not being completely shit on is because it's Bungie and Bungie.
But it's MMO. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You can find other players and just like,
That's actually a major complaint is that finding other players is like impossible. Nearly impossible. Like it doesn't.
Is the world that big?
No, it's like
there's multiple worlds you can go to.
Because in order to talk and really like relate with other players, you have to recruit them to your fire team.
Yeah.
But that's like not a really easy process, and it's not.
Also, you can.
No, I haven't played, so I don't know.
I want to get it.
Yeah, we're gonna get it. But everybody's saying like it's not like a natural process. It's like you have to go out of your way to do it, and it just kind of really takes away from that MMO feeling of the game.
Yeah, and you can only have 3 people on your fire team. You can't have like really large parties.
What about raids?
Raids, you have 6 people.
So you have a really large party.
Is that like a really large party? But I don't know. Bigger. I mean, I've never played WoW, but in my head, when people say, yeah, we go raiding, I'm picturing like 30 people getting together and like just raiding.
I really think it's eight.
Not in World of Warcraft.
Really?
In DC Universe, it was 8.
Dungeons and DC Universe.
But yeah. I'm really excited just to get to the end game of it.
So I downloaded this app on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Calculator Plus. It's not a calculator at all. I mean, it's a working functional calculator, as you can see. But if you type in your password. All right, ready? Uh-huh. Ready?
He's going to show us boobs.
Boom. You see how it flips up like that? You can't see it, but I have an album in here called Nudes.
Wow. So Ben gets to see it and I don't.
No, right, I covered it up. I don't like it. That. And I hit the last.
Trust me, I don't want to see some of the girls size fucking.
I don't have pictures of them.
You have pictures of you? I definitely don't want to see that shit.
You have to understand, that's where I keep my pictures, because if you go to my camera, like anybody can open my camera and anybody can go through my pictures. Okay? So if I take those pictures and then I put them in my photo vault, my Calculator Plus, nobody can see that. Like, okay, you got to understand. I can't put a lock on my camera. I can't put a lock on my photos.
Apparently you can on iOS 8.
Really?
That's what I've heard. I haven't read it. I haven't looked at it, but... A kid at the gym said, yeah.
I don't have iOS 8 on here. The update.
Well, it just came out like yesterday.
It should say, you have an update. But it doesn't.
You will later today.
Good. And then I'll do it.
Press the check for update button, probably. Yeah.
Probably. That makes sense.
Yeah. Noted. Yeah. Technology.
Yeah. But that's why I have that. I have those pictures separate. So if any, like, if I leave it at Cheer Tampa and I'm like tumbling and some kid picks up my phone and starts going through my
pictures. They won't see your penis.
They won't see anything.
Yeah, I saw your penis once. That was enough for me. I'm good.
Sorry.
Just once?
Have we? Yeah, actually, I think I've lucked out. I've only seen his penis once.
Well, how'd you see it?
We were
curious. Sorry.
At Tiffany's.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
And.
Oh, that time I was peeing on the couch. Or the chair.
It was that same time you peed on the couch.
Yeah.
But it was before that, because I had left by the time you peed on the couch.
What did I do? I think Amanda made that up, because...
Oh, the peeing on the couch part?
Yeah.
Very possible. I didn't see it or smell it
because
or anything.
Because somebody was like, I watched you do it. And I'm like, you weren't there. And it was Dan, and I think. And Amanda told Dan.
No, Dan was there. I remember you and Dan were there. Okay. And we both passed out like... And we're like, all right, well, we're going home now.
See, I passed out too, but I passed out on the way home while I was driving and crashed into a curb.
What?
Yeah. You didn't hear about that?
No.
Oh.
You weren't even drinking.
You're right, but it was 4 o'clock in the fucking morning and I was tired as dicks.
I do remember it was late, but I lived right up the street. But anyway.
And so I fell asleep like 2 blocks from my house and just ramped a curb and fucking blew out 2 of my tires.
That sucks.
Good for you.
Dangers of sleeping and driving.
Well, yeah, well.
But anyway.
Dangers of sleeping and driving.
So, and then at one point we went up to a roof because she has this cool like roof patio thing.
Oh, yeah.
And on the way.
Did we? I remember that. Yeah. Well, obviously I remember. I
and on the, then on the way back down, we all got in the elevator. There were probably like 5 or 6 of us. And we all get out of the elevator and then we're turning the corner. I'm like, hey guys, where is Sai? And I turn around and I'm like, huh, the elevator door's closing. And then Sai waddles out with his pants around his ankles, just like waddling down the hallway. And I'm like, oh, all right. Never mind.
Found Sai.
Found him. He can stay here.
Outstanding. That's what I did. All right.
Yeah, that's how that happened. So.
Story time on the podcast.
I didn't know that happened. That's new story to the agenda of that night.
See, yep,
that's how that happened.
I think that's the... Oh, ShadowCon, you're not going... You're going to do trick-or-treating with your friend's kids, right?
Yeah, October 31st.
He's going trick-or-treating with his kid. I'm going to ShadowCon.
A group thing, yeah.
By myself.
Okay. I don't think he's going by himself. I think he's lying. I think he's meeting somebody there.
I'm really not.
Ooh, and I know who it is, too.
That's what I thought, too.
It's not.
I thought it was.
It really isn't, because I'm going to Halloween Horror Nights with her 4 days later.
Mm-mm.
But.
Mm-hmm. Do we have a hotel for Friday night?
No, we don't.
Saturday night, though.
So what's Ben's plan?
Ben's plan is to get some fucking coverage for fucking Frosted Gaming. Just to be there and spread the Ben cheer.
Uh-huh.
That's a false statement. That's a cover. Yeah. That's a cover.
He's got ulterior motives here.
Why do you all think I have ulterior motives? I really don't.
Because you would never go anywhere alone.
You have a penis.
And I do. There's also a rave Friday night.
That's the C point. Case in point. Mm-hmm. Done.
Now,
case closed.
Now I am going alone. But on Sunday, the farewell dance.
I caught him. I caught him. What? He's going alone. He's not going to be alone when he gets there. He's meeting somebody.
He wasn't specifying.
It's not that I'm going to meet someone when I get there. It's
someone's going to be there and he's going to run into him. Oh, shit. I got
those. Those are
going to
meet him there.
No. No, not that.
We're breaking him down.
I'm going to... Not like meet someone I already
mingle.
Know.
He's gonna mingle.
I'm going to mingle.
He is single and ready to mingle.
He's
damn right.
M-E-A-T somebody,
and he doesn't have to worry about me leaving with the keys.
Exact a fucking Lee, you fucking dickhead.
I've already requested those 3 days off. So
good. Imagine if he met a girl at MetroCon
Shadow
when I took the keys, and he was like, "All right, yeah, let's go back to my place."
Oh my god!
And then they just end up on the hood of his car.
Hey, that's fine. I think I mentioned it when we talked about it before.
I don't know if we did.
I walked to the convention center to go see if Joey was still inside, and I saw three girls passed out on the overpass, like, pylon.
What's a pylon?
Like, the thing that holds the bridge up.
You know.
They were on top of
that? Need additional
pylons. They were, like, where the thing that holds the bridge up on the bottom, they were passed out around it.
Around
like,
it. I thought you said on top of it. I was like,
oh. That would be impressive, actually. That would be a feat of amazingness.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, how drunk did I get last night? I can't even climb the sober. How am I going to get down?
So I looked at the main event thing for ShadowCon, and this is why I decided that I'm going Friday when you guys are doing your own fucking thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, and you guys can make it there in time for the rave, because the rave starts at, like, I think, midnight.
No, we could, hypothetically, but we don't have a hotel room, so it's not...
Eh. It's not worth it.
Yeah, I think that was more of the reason I didn't want to go Friday. It's just didn't have a hotel room... And I'd rather stay Sunday night and have the hotel all day Monday, where we can do whatever.
And not having you cock blockers there will make it easier for me to find a hotel room to crash in.
Am I a cock blocker?
I'm the reason you're taking me.
What?
I'm the reason you're taking me.
I am the reason you're taking me.
Okay.
As opposed to...
I'm the wingman. I'm the reason you're taking me.
Anyway.
I will get you guys laid.
So...
You guys fucked out.
Can I fucking continue?
No. You guys fucked out Metricon. And then you're like, we need to take Sai with us to ShadowCon. It's the only way. Which I don't think it's the only way. I think you guys would.
I think I'm fucked either
good.
Which way. Like, either way, it's
you,
not
Joey.
Happening.
I
don't
like to beat them right.
Joe, do you see this? Do you know what this is? It's a wing.
I got you, baby bird. I got you. So I was over here pointing at his hand. I'm like, what the fuck is he doing?
I was making a wing. Is that my hand?
I guess.
All right.
So, I guess I was.
So let me give you guys a quick overview of what's going on at ShadowCon.
Okay.
Doors open at noon every day. And...
Good, because I don't plan on waking up before noon.
Events happen. And
events
then,
happen.
Yeah. Friday night is the rave.
Time out.
What?
Explain events.
Like, there's a cosplay contest,
right, never mind,
a talent show,
never mind.
Shit like that.
Don't care.
On Friday?
You said events. Yeah. I was like, sexy time events? No.
I think Saturday is the cosplay contest, actually.
Okay, cool, because I'll have my costume.
But there's events, and then the rave starts at midnight, I think. Midnight to 3 or 10 to 3, something like that. It's an even number to 3.
Okay.
I want to be a Cyberman.
A double digit.
Ooh.
That's going to take a lot of fucking work in a little amount of time.
But okay.
A lot of money.
Next
but,
cosplay.
But, where was I going with this? Okay, so it starts at a double digit even number and goes till 3.
Right, okay.
And that's day one. Day two also starts at noon, continues up, rave, 10 or midnight to 3. Last day is only open till 8 p.m. So that means... The dance, it's called a farewell dance, not even a rave, 6 to 8.
Hmm.
Now, we have a hotel room for Sunday.
Oh, we do have a hotel room for Sunday night?
Saturday and Sunday.
What? It's a good idea.
We're going to host a party in our hotel room.
Okay, but they said there were 3 raves.
Yeah.
And Saturday night's the ball.
The ball is before the rave.
Yeah, which is Saturday. So there's 2 formal dances?
No.
Is the farewell dance a rave or is it a dance?
It's a rave, I guess. It's not like a formal dance, I don't think. Doesn't sound like one.
Okay. I want to dress up as Spider-Man in a suit.
But it still ends at 8?
Yeah, it still ends at 8 on Sunday.
Hmm.
So
that shit back to the hotel room.
Damn fucking right.
Yeah. We should upgrade to a presidential suite.
How much is that?
More than we can afford.
That's true.
So I'll be going up to Ohio in January, and I'm thinking about flying first class Marysville.
Are you going to go see Chris?
Close. Yeah.
Are you going to pack his ass in a suitcase and bring him down?
That's the ultimate goal, but it probably won't happen. I got to, like, you know, meander my way into his family and, hey, weird, when did you get here? Wow, he's been here for long. Is he cooking us breakfast? I kind of like, Chris, why aren't you moving down? It's all part of the plan.
I don't think it works like that.
No, I don't think it does either.
It's not like you're trying to be his boyfriend, Joe.
Yeah, it kind of does.
You're cheating on me?
Weird. God, the whole world's going to think we're gay.
That went down quick.
But anyway, because I want to see snow, because I'm going up in June or July, I forget, for his sister's wedding.
I was about to say, that's not when it snows up there.
Right. And then, so last night we're talking, and I'm like, well, I kind of want to see snow. What if I went up in, like, January? So I don't know.
I'll go with you. I'll go to Cleveland. You'll be in a different city, but I'll go.
I think actually flying into Cleveland.
Yeah, really? I mean, Marysville is actually pretty close.
I think. Maybe.
Maybe. I don't.
Or am I thinking Mansfield?
I'm thinking Mansfield. What big cities start with a C in Ohio?
Cincinnati.
Not Columbus.
Columbus. I'm flying into Columbus.
Columbus is like the heart of
Yeah, that's Ohio. Where I'm flying to.
It's like a four-hour drive from Cleveland.
Okay.
There we go. All right. Marysville, Ohio?
Yeah. No, it's Columbus. I know now. Okay, I'm confident in my abilities to remember.
Well, we'll continue talking while he just fucks on the phone.
But anyway, I thought it was one way it was like 285, but it's round trip 285.
That's nice.
Yeah, because no one goes to Ohio.
Not in the winter.
Yeah.
Everybody's coming here.
Yeah.
That's true. It's 315, like in gas, roughly.
Yeah.
Plus, I have to account for all like the wear and tear on my car.
It's like a 24-hour drive.
15 hours.
No.
Well, to where I'm going. Nap. Are you going to drive straight 15 hours?
No, probably not.
However, if you were driving and you had two friends with you, that would make it about $100 per person. So when you bring other people, it makes it more cost effective.
But yeah, that's true.
Seeing as we're not going with you.
But it, as for just one person traveling, and plus it's only a 2-hour flight, which is nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's.
But think of the memories in a 15-hour drive with friends. Like,
yes, with friends, but by myself.
No, that's miserable.
Well, I remember crossing that street sign on the way up. Here I am on the way back.
I remember talking to myself the whole time.
Yeah.
I remember crying.
I remember this one time.
I remember running out of podcasts.
I remember this one time we were. It was back when we were all cheering, and I don't think you were with us. I don't think your parents would let you ride with us at that time. It was a long time ago. And we had this guy on our team, Cheetos, who was a black man. A very large black man.
And not like muscular, fat, but like...
Muscular. Like jacked. Like, he looks like the Incredible Hulk.
He went to the Marine Corps, so...
Yeah, like a black version of the Hulk.
Yeah.
No, he's not that big.
Well, I mean, like, the rest of us, he was.
Who's a really strong muscular guy? Kind of like Superman, maybe?
Thor.
Yeah, he's like
the
Thor.
Black Thor.
He's the Black Thor. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So on the way up to Georgia, we're passing these cotton fields and he's like, pull over right now. He's like, I want to take a picture. We're like, what? He goes, I want you guys to be standing over me while I pick cotton. We're like, no, no.
I remember that.
That's awesome. It would have been really funny though if he like reversed that role and you guys were picking cotton while he was standing over you. First racism, bitches.
I think that was the other suggestion that was proposed by our coach at the time.
Oh, you were with
Adam.
Adam.
Yeah. That's and, awesome. Another thing that happened was Dan, who we talk about a lot on the podcast, was also on the team.
He happens to like fucking fat bitches.
He does. We have a website.
I think he likes wiener, too.
So
fat bitches with wieners.
Dan.
Buy it.
Dan and Adam got really large iced coffees. Now, coffee makes you piss. It's a diuretic. It makes you go out of all holes.
It also
makes
you shit like fucking clockwork. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
So Adam and Dan both got large iced coffees. Like,
I love this story. Can I tell this story?
You all right, Dana? There you go.
She made it.
Yeah, she did.
So,
can I tell the story?
Yes, I can tell the story.
It's awesome. So they both get really, really large iced coffees. And we're driving. And then Adam proposes to Dan. He goes, hey, let's see who can drink their iced coffee the fastest. Let's just have a game. And Dan was like, you put something in my coffee. He's like, no, I didn't. Let's just try. And he's like, we can switch if you want. He's like, all right, let's switch. So they switched. And then Adam's like, all right, ready? 1, 2, 3, go. And Adam just puts the straw to his mouth and doesn't do anything. And Dan just chugs his entire iced coffee. And Adam's like, guess what?
Taking a sip.
Maybe taking a sip. Adam's like, guess what? And he's like, what? He's like, we're not stopping. And he drove for like 6 more hours. And Dan was like crying almost in tears. He was like, pull over! Pull over! It was the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. Awesome.
I think at that point I would have rolled down the window and peed out the window.
But the thing is, we were in a 16-person van. The windows didn't roll down. They only cracked at the side. Mm-hmm. He was going to open the door.
I would have had to aim very carefully.
Just nozzle the tip like at the window.
Oh, you want to hear a funny story about pissing in a car?
Sure.
Oh my God, I have a great story. You remember this?
I do have a great story.
Okay, so we're driving. I think we were at the beach. It was me, Dan, and were you there? Me and Dan were driving back. And we were on the highway, and I was like, fuck, I really got to piss. And he was like, well, we're almost home, like 10 more minutes. And I was like, all right, I'll just piss in this 2-liter bottle or this 20-ounce bottle. That's how dumb I am. And
let me guess, you peed more than 20 ounces.
Yeah, way more. All right, so what happened is I'm like, all right, so I'm peeing this 20-ounce bottle. It fills up. I'm like, shit. So I pinch the valve, right?
Yeah, and it's hard to stop peeing once you start.
I start peeing the pour, pouring the pee out the window, all right? And we're going... Wait, no. I think I skipped too far. I poured enough out. I poured like half out. And I was like, all right. And then I go to readjust and put the valve back in the, like just the tip right in the hole, just so I could fit it. And I go start peeing and he hits a bump. All right. And I let go. The bottle flies up. My wiener is like a fucking fire hose just peeing and spraying everywhere. It's like all over the dashboard, all over me. It's hitting Dan. Dan's freaking out while driving. It's probably the greatest experience I ever had. I'm like giggling, crying like a little schoolgirl. I'm like, I can't get it.
Now just imagine this in slow motion and it makes everything better. Everyone's like, no.
It was pretty intense. It was really fun.
That's great.
I had fun.
It was the best.
It was the best.
I'm going to have to do some more Houdini-ing again.
You got this, I believe.
Ben, you're in the mood for cock. Somehow this story is going to translate into Ben's in the mood for cock.
It's going to end with Cy peeing in Ben's mouth.
Okay.
Don't do that. Don't fucking do that. Damn it, Joey, you are suspended from podcast editing duties.
Okay.
We won't have podcasts for like...
I will edit the fucking podcast. Oh, wait. Is your computer fixed yet?
No. Yeah. Oh, the story how I fixed my computer.
Oh, yeah. Let's
start. Okay, so I think we talked... Well, you weren't on that podcast because it broke between the first and second podcast of last podcast.
Right.
Well...
I mean, you told me about it.
Yeah, but my motherboard basically stopped working. I thought I had to turn it in. And because the error I got was error 55, which basically means that...
Your shit's fucked, bro.
RAM isn't installed. But both my RAMs were installed. Both my RAMs were like brand new, so I had good faith in them. But I said, you know what? Fuck it. Maybe it's like these ports are bad. Let me try moving it to the other ports. So I take one out and just leave one where it's at. Computer turns on. I'm like, okay, stick must be bad. Well, let me go ahead and just move that first stick to the other hole to test that hole out. It's like, okay, well, that works too. What the fuck? So I put the second one back in, and then it works again. So basically, I just had to unplug my RAM and plug it back in, and now it's okay.
Oh, good.
I was like, well, that was fucking stupid.
Well, maybe it was like the way it was plugged in at first.
But it shouldn't have mattered because it's been plugged in that way for at least 6 months.
Maybe the sinkhole in your room got bigger, the computer shifted a bit, and it knocked the RAM
yeah,
loose.
That's what it was.
That's what happened.
That's what it was.
You figured it out.
Good job, Ben. Science, bitch.
Yeah, that was annoying, but hey, it saved me $50, so whatever.
All right.
So when's my...
Let's Rage going to be up?
Yeah.
We still have to make a new name for it.
Yeah, because Let's Rage is too...
Generic.
And yeah. Yeah, I'm probably going to try to do it this weekend, because I got the podcast edit. I have...
We still didn't do the last scene of it.
Yeah.
We can do that anytime.
That's true. We can. I've got a couple of scenes
I gotta...
We'll
do it tomorrow!
Or a couple of assignments I gotta finish up, so...
Jerry, you're supposed to finish those last night.
I know!
I needed you last night.
Well, you didn't say that. If you would have said that, I would have been there. But you were just like, darn. And I was like, okay, obviously not that important.
Well, because I figured, you know, school's a little bit more important than my personal problems, so...
What happened last night?
You could have texted me and, like, said...
I was having a bed meltdown.
I'm having... What?
I was having a meltdown last night.
Ben, we went to Walgreens and got candy. You were not having a meltdown.
I kept it pretty contained.
That was, again, well, apparently you kept it too contained, because if you would have said something, I said, all right, oh, cool, I got it. I'll put down my shit. I'll go. But
last night was really frustrating for me, so.
See?
I ended up going to sleep, like, really early.
He did.
Yeah, see, didn't talk about his problems. Now he went to bed early.
I went to sleep at, like, 3:30 in the morning. I don't know. I laid down.
To sleep at, like, 11:30.
I laid down at, like, 1:30. I was like, I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to get some good sleep. Laid down at 1:30, I was in my bed. The next thing I know, I look at my phone, it's like almost 4. I was like, God damn it!
I didn't end up going to bed last night till like 5:30. Did I? Was not up till 5:30. I think I was.
Look at you, fuckers.
My dad woke up.
Staying up late.
It wasn't by plan. It just happened that way.
The night before last, I got zero sleep. That's what happens when you chug 2 energy drinks at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that would happen.
You're up until like 6 o'clock in the morning. You can't go to sleep. I'm bad at segues. We should just not let Cy segue.
Yeah, segues are hard.
Speaking of hard, my Pete. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, that was a pretty good segue. It was a shitty topic, but
here we are in podcast 38, reverting back to dick jokes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, is it podcast 38? Oh, I'm Joey, by the way.
I'm Cy.
I'm Ben.
And it's about wrapping time.
Yep.
All right. Good job, guys.
We did it.
This was a successful storytelling podcast.
It was. Lunch time question mark?
Sure.
I'm down.
Okay. Cool.
But we're going to have to take separate cars because by the time we
yes.
get done.
Yes. In fact, yeah, I prefer because I'm going to go get a haircut and go get a car wash and
or,
go get
or
gas
you could take my car.
To get a car wash.
Yeah, sure. Are you able to transfer your pass?
No, it doesn't buy a license plate.
Oh, fuck that then. But I should get that because
it's really not a bad deal. I mean,
because I mostly need the inside of my car clean.
I have mixed feelings
and I'm
about
too
it.
Lazy to do it myself.
That's the problem. Like, I like it though because I like it. Now my car's always clean, but it's still kind of like, do I really need my car always to be clean?
Well, you're not an Uber driver, so
right. I like always having my car clean. It's a nice feeling. I'm even thinking about upgrading because it's $30 a month, but to clean the inside,
and you can go whenever you want.
What?
You can go whenever you want.
Whenever I want. As many times as I want. I could go 6 times a day if I wanted. I mean, that's bad for your car. But if I wanted, yeah. I could go 6 times a day.
I think even 1 time a day.
Yeah.
It's too still much. Pretty bad for your car.
Yeah, usually I go like...
Because what happens is when you put the cleaner on it, it starts stripping away the clear coat of the paint.
Yeah.
So after about 3 years of washing your car every single day...
I don't plan on having this car for 3 more years, so it's all good. All
right.
But, although I'm not going every day. But anyway, so it's... $15 in to get the inside clean, or you can pay $50 a month. So if you do it clean your inside one time, you're paying $45 a month. But if you pay $50 a month, it's all unlimited car wash inside and out, and they do more stuff on the inside than the $15 job does. So it's like I might as well pay the $50 and just have them always clean the inside, and then you have a super clean car all the time. And bitches love clean cars.
They do.
That's a fact.
Yeah, and clean bathrooms.
True.
That is also a fact.
In fact, that's like a more important than a clean house, I would say. Like, you could have a kind of messy house, your bathroom better be
spotless and shiny, and they're like, ooh, I'm
ooh, chrome. And trash chrome? Can. And a trash can. Trash cans are important. You have to have trash a trash can in your bathroom.
I not feel like everyone should have, yeah, not filled with dirty diapers.
What do you do in the bathroom that needs a trash can?
Dirty diapers.
I don't have a kid.
Why'd you ask?
Well, because size like every or Ben was like everybody should have a trash can. I'm just thinking, what do you need a trash can for?
I don't know, but I've always had a trash can in my bathroom.
That's true, and it rarely ever gets filled.
Because we're not girls. Girls need it because they've got their feminine hygiene right. products and stuff, and their makeup wipes. We got none of that shit. Toilet paper goes in the toilet, and that's really the only disposable thing in the bathroom.
Unless you like blow your nose or something.
Yeah, but I don't really go to the bathroom. Yeah, for that. I just have either. A tissue and put it in the trash can. It's not.
Joey's tissues are located next to his monitor, right
actually,
next, to
paper
lotion, right next to the lotion, next
to the lotion. Paper towels located next to my monitor, but not for that purpose. Actually, I just
you eat at your desk a lot.
I do eat at my desk a lot.
You have fucking mustard.
I do have mustard right next to the paper towels. I'm into some really.
He doesn't
kinky
even use lotion anymore. He just uses mustard.
I mean, some really kinky.
Dick
shit.
Is permanently yellow.
I watch hot dog porn.
It's like fucking big or big bird.
Joey's got a big bird dick.
All right, can we wrap up now? This
is going I watch downhill. Porn with hot dog buns.
You just see two hot dog buns going at it, and he's like, yeah,
mustard. I put the mustard on the hot dog bun, and just,
this is so
can
good.
We
going
please
downhill.
Wrap?
But anyway, the real reason I have paper towels is because, like, when you have a runny nose, a tissue doesn't fucking cut it. I'm sorry. That tissue, you go through, like, 7 tissues, like, instantly.
Yeah, but... paper towels make your nose raw as fuck. Stop
a little,
playing footsie.
A little bit, but you know what? It's either 7 tissues or 1 paper towel. So
7 tissues.
Easier. What?
7 tissues.
No.
Yeah, I like the skin on my nose.
Yeah.
Too much work.
Jesus
Christ. Now, my nose is fine. My nose is fucking huge, and it's
after like
it's
a day of this. Just wiping with paper towels, it's like
well,
raw.
I don't wipe it. You like hold one nostril closed and you blow. You don't do that.
Yeah, but then you have to get all the cookies right here.
The cookies?
The cookies? No, you just get really good at blowing out
your nose.
This
is how you know Cy has a kid. Get the cookies.
I have never said that before in my life. That's the first time I've used the word cookies.
Okay.
Whatever.
I believe it.
It's fucking
good. I wanted to end this podcast like 15 minutes ago because this double podcast editing now like doubles my time back up to old podcast links, but you know.
Sorry.
It's all good. I have these nice headphones now. All right, I'm going to segue out.
All right.
Dog, you're really breaking the silence here.
All right.
Well, I guess I'll just be doing the rest of the podcast with a dog on my lap. Would you like to bark into the microphone? Is that
okay. Not much of a barker.
Right. Yep. All right, you guys can start talking now while I'm...
No, this is amusing as shit. All
right, you need to get down.
Looks like we need a video portion of the podcast.
Yeah, one day we'll have a podcast.
How has your week been, Austin? Welcome to the podcast again.
Hello.
Welcome back.
It's basically just been working and playing Destiny. That's basically all it is.
That's what your life has resulted to now?
You're post level 20 now, right?
Yeah, I'm 24 and I'm stuck there.
Okay, so you've had your experiences with the Cryptarch?
Yes.
Is he not the biggest dick in the world?
I'm trying to remember who the Cryptarch was.
He's the one who changed your engrams into
items. Spoilers.
Is this not a spoiler? He's basically like a tailor, shop person, NPC.
Have you seen his Twitter account?
No, he has a Twitter.
Fucking asshole on his Twitter. I love it.
Now I want to add him. I don't go on Twitter that much, but I will.
Neither do I. Like, I only go on Twitter to see like Ed Boon, who makes Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
And now Cryptarch, because he's fucking hilarious. It's like, hey, remember that time when you gave me two legendary engrams and I gave you two legendary items for the wrong class?
Oh yeah.
Good times.
Oh yeah. Destiny's a good game. That's all I've been playing. Minecraft for the Xbox One came out shortly before that. I was like, this is all I'm going to play. And then Destiny came out. I'm like, this is all I'm going to play.
So and now, what's up next? What's the next big release?
Grand Theft Auto 5 is about to be released soon.
Yeah, that's true.
I think on the 26th.
Maybe. Yeah, that is coming up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Before PC.
Before PC. Go figure.
What is up with everyone shitting on PC lately? Like, there are no
Because of the new consoles. The console companies are probably paying big money to have them before a PC, because, there's no such thing as, like, a new PC generation. It's all slightly better graphics cards than 3 months ago.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Like, the demand is there. It's just not being
built. Yeah, well, they're trying to force the demand elsewhere. And it's sort of working out, really, I guess. I don't know.
Well, speaking of demand and consoles and PC and all those other tangents, did you hear about Microsoft buying Minecraft?
Yeah, for $2.5 billion.
$2.5 billion.
And Notch has left the company.
Yeah.
As a result.
And what was weird, I didn't know that he left, actually.
But now he has $2.5 billion. Why the fuck does he need to stick around?
Well, what I'm hoping is Microsoft just hands it over back to the team, just like how 343 Studios does it.
That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping they're solely in it for investment purposes and aren't going to touch the game.
Yeah,
that's,
not put ads or something.
Yeah, that's the ideal situation.
Now, my thing is that Minecraft has already been sold the world over. Pretty much, a huge majority of gamers have this game.
Yet somehow they keep selling it. It's all the different platforms. Think about it, it just came out on Xbox One and PS4, and you're probably going to, everybody who bought it on 360 is probably going to buy it again on Xbox One.
I did. But even then, you don't have to. It's $5. It's an upgrade fee. It's like DLC.
Well, the
now most
game's
of that,
only like 20.
Most of that has already been done. To anyone who's already owning an Xbox One, they've probably already upgraded their Minecraft.
People are still buying it. I don't know where these people are who haven't bought Minecraft yet, but they are still buying it.
But do you think that there's another $2.5 billion in it?
In marketing, in products, yes. In the game itself, no. But you have to consider all the licensing for the products they make. I would not be surprised if we saw like a Minecraft movie.
Because I read somewhere that Microsoft said they're planning on making that back by the end of the year.
Wow.
Or not the end of the year, but by the end of like the fiscal year.
I did read that. I remember reading that.
I was like, there's not a shot in hell.
I don't know. I bet you Minecraft makes a lot more money than just game sales.
Yeah, I'd imagine, because they have all the stuffed animals and t-shirts and shit. Right.
They even have a convention.
Yeah,
they have a convention. I mean, shit. Yeah. And you put all of Microsoft's money behind it, then they can have other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But I haven't actually read anything on this. I'm just speculating.
But I don't think there's $2.5 billion in 1 year.
I don't know about 1 year. I'd say there's $2.5 billion still in it, but I don't know about 1 year.
Well, I mean, it's on basically anything that runs on a microchip now.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have it on your phone. You can have it on your computer, on your Xbox.
I have all three.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I have it on my computer.
But I bought them before Microsoft bought them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not everybody did. Also, this is it. This is their secret. New people are being born all the time.
Yeah.
That's the answer. People who don't own Minecraft are being born into the world. That's the answer. That's where they're getting their money from. I don't know about by the end of the year, But then again, how many kids are getting their first console this year who don't own Minecraft, who now want to own Minecraft?
And their parents bought them an Xbox One.
And their rich, spoiled parents bought them an Xbox One.
The rich, spoiled parents. Xbox One. I mean, the rich parents who spoil their children.
You're right. That's exactly what I meant.
But they were spoiled. That's why they spoiled the kids. Or maybe the other way around.
Yeah, something like
they
that.
They weren't spoiled, so now they're spoiling their kids.
Right. Or they were spoiled, so they're also spoiling their kids. Although I really wonder how that works out. Like, when rich people who were spoiled grow up and have kids.
See, yeah, ex-girlfriend.
See, because I know a handful of people who come from money, who are just, like, complete deadbeats, who will never, ever amount to anything in life. So what happens to them now? Are they just going to live off their parents' money forever, or...?
Well, there are some that go out and forge their own path, and then there are the others who are the deadbeats and don't do shit.
Right. Because
they're used to having things fed to them.
And then there's Tony Stark and Batman.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Their parents are dead.
It's true.
Spoilers.
What?
You mean... I need to go. Podcast over.
Yeah. Straight Snape kills gay Dumbledore.com.
Yeah, or Dan fucks fat chicks.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Xbox, I don't. Well, y'all don't have Xbox One. Or,
no.
But they
looks
have a
down in shame.
Yeah. They have a social media aspect to it now. Like, it's even on the app. You can go on the Xbox and post like a status like you would with Facebook.
Right, but it's exclusively for Xbox. It's not like you're logging into your Facebook from your Xbox.
But technically, you don't need to own an Xbox to access this network. You could download the app and register your own gamertag.
Okay. Yeah. So, that makes sense, you know, just for having... that's actually an interesting idea. At first, I was kind of like against it, but now the thought of having a social media specifically for gaming... Gamers.
Yeah, well,
and I'm assuming Xbox you do games. Things like share your achievements and
yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, that actually sounds pretty cool.
But you actually already have an activity feed where your friends' achievements show up.
Oh, okay, cool. So it's doing it for me. I don't even have to do shit.
Yeah,
that was great. Get to have all the fun of social media without actually having to do anything.
Social media, fun.
Yeah, yeah, Instagram and stuff.
Swear to God. I hate fucking social media right now.
Ah, no. It's totally...
All it is people posting pictures of their kids, pets, or cars.
Yep.
And shit-talking.
Yep.
I mean, why do you want to see that 24/7?
Or complaining.
That's true.
I do that on the podcast. Yeah, in fact, I
do it in my statuses, especially when it comes down to school.
Yeah, you do.
Like, okay, so I had another moron... You saw my status about the whole PDF virus thing, right?
Yeah, I commented on it. All
right, so that moron... I had a different moron today who said, each day your assignment is late, you lose 20%. After 1 week, it's a zero. So I want you to go ahead and do that math there for a minute in your head. That doesn't work out that way.
Well, maybe he means a work week.
No, I don't think so, because it's an online class, and the weeks go from Monday. Actually, his class, for whatever fucking reason, goes from Friday to Friday.
That's true.
But I mean, I guess maybe, but... I don't know.
The moral of the story is, if you ever wanted to be a professor, submit your application to USF. You'll get hired.
Yeah.
Actually, I've been looking for new jobs, as I previously mentioned on the last podcast, but I was actually scrolling through Facebook today, just clicking on all my friends' profiles, seeing what they do for a living.
So I was like, that sounds like a good job. I'm going to take that job from him.
A few people, I mean... Most of the deadbeat females that you knew were going to be deadbeats are basically waitresses or cashiers or something like that.
Right. And some people seem to think they can do for the rest of their life.
Oh, yeah. Or bartending, but I shouldn't bash that.
I want $15 an hour.
I was going to say, bartenders can make a lot of money. Waitresses, you have a really tough time making a nice living.
Unless you work it cheap. Nick's sister makes a shit ton of money if she still works there. I don't know if she still does. But she made, like, in a weekend, like $700.
Wow. I don't even know where you said that was, but...
It's a bar in Soho.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, really all she has to do is lean forward, put her cleavage together, and be like, hey, you guys want to buy a bottle?
Yes. Well, okay, like most waitress jobs, you know, nightclub waitresses are a little bit different, or whatever you would call cheap.
Bar.
But
it's like a high-class bar.
Yeah. Yeah, well, exactly. High-class bar is different. Yes, you can make a very nice living if you're a waiter at...
Burns,
cheap. Exactly. It's a little bit different.
I love how they call it cheap, but it's... Not that cheap.
It's not even close to cheap. It's not even in the category of cheap.
Actually, Wednesday nights, they have a $10 New York strip.
Is it a good New York strip?
It is a fantastic New York
strip. And how much is that New York strip normally?
Probably like $20-$25.
Right. Okay. So it's cheap on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
But they should rebrand it cheap on Wednesdays, expensive every other day.
Well, yeah,
I'm sure that'll go.
And when you have Nick working there, you know, everything's really cheap. Cheap, cheap, cheap.
Way to throw your friend under the bus there.
Well, I mean, he takes good care of everyone. Like, if you have a group of, I think it's six or more, you get a free bottle.
Okay.
Like a free bottle of?
Grey Goose.
Okay.
Which is normally like $100 at a bar.
I thought you meant a bottle of milk.
Yeah, free bottle of milk too.
Okay. Yeah, we're drinking milk. Well, one time we did a wing video where we tried like these really, really hot wings.
Okay.
And have you ever been to Pressbox?
No.
It's like right down the street.
Okay.
Well, but anyway, they have like a wing challenge thing or whatever. And we happen to know the owner and we've known him forever. And after we did the challenge, you know, he went around and bought everybody shots. But of course, I'm not 21, so I had to do a shot of milk. But it was funny because I got a shot glass full of milk, but everybody else actually got their shots in like a cup.
So that's hilarious.
I was the only one with a shot glass and it was just milk.
Yeah, I think we got a chocolate cake shots is what we got. But
yeah, wow. I got milk.
Yeah, I'm not too fond of like flavored drinks. I just realized that. Like, I'm able to drink straight vodka, whiskey, whatever.
Right.
But if you tried to cover that up
with like the fruit and the you get that weird like
I can't do
like
that.
Fake candy flavor.
Oh yeah.
You know how like you have that lemon flavor, not lemon, banana flavored candy that really tastes nothing like bananas?
Yeah.
Has its own flavor.
There's the story behind that is that the bananas we eat today are different from the bananas we ate 50 years ago.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The candy is flavored like the bananas that were from 50 years ago.
I'm surprised someone else knows that. I tell people all that all the time and they don't believe me.
I think you were the one who told me it. Way back in the day.
That might have been true.
I know I read it on the internet at some point in time, therefore I accept it as fact. And apparently bananas are like going extinct or something. Or maybe we're really close to them catastrophically failing.
Catastrophically failing, like when you open one, they blow up. Yeah. Bam, no, banana recall.
I forget, like if one virus mutates just a little bit, it'll wipe out all of the bananas like in a month or something like that.
And then we just grow new ones.
No. Apparently, like we're so close to the state that there isn't anything we can change in the banana to get the banana back. I don't remember. I'm kind of talking out of my ass right now, but it's something like if this happens, we're fucked. There is no recovering the bananas.
I'm not complaining.
So.
I like bananas.
I like bananas too. Bananas are fucking great.
I enjoy them. I'm just not like the world's biggest fan.
Okay.
The only thing that I would be sad about is that there would be no more Bananas Fosters, and that's like my favorite dessert of all time.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't eat much fruit or vegetables, and
me neither.
Bananas are one of the few.
Just meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Meat and cheese.
I'm not a big cheese person.
I'm lactose intolerant, but I still like it.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it is.
That's gotta be.
But cheese is a thing. But yeah, no, I like meat. Meat's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like meat in your mouth?
So, Ben, you in the mood for cock?
Absolutely. God, I fucking hate you.
I know. That's good. Oh, we should talk about Google Cardboard for a minute since we did that before the start of the podcast.
Yeah, we just played with that. That was fun.
Yeah. So, Austin, you want to talk about Google Cardboard a little bit?
It's basically Google sent it out at their I/O, which is like their little reveal of their products and stuff. And they gave you like these little cardboard packets. I bought mine on the internet, so I didn't go to the convention. But basically, you've got this cardboard packet. You unzip it, and it folds into what becomes these goggles with two plastic eye holes and a magnet. And it works kind of like those things that you had when you were a kid. You put the disc in, you trigger it, and the picture changes.
Yeah. In fact, it's kind of like an Oculus Rift.
Yeah, it's
a similar concept.
Yeah. It eventually, in all concept, is an Oculus Rift, and it's augmented reality and stuff, but you use your phone.
Like, right. You download the phone's the screen.
Yes. You slip your phone into it, and it becomes a screen, and you get stereoscopic view.
Which is really awesome and cool.
So, yes, you can get 3D movies on your phone, and if you buy 3D movies, they're stereoscopic. So, in theory, you can take a non-stereoscopic phone, slide it into Google Cardboard and watch movies in 3D.
That would be
cool. In those glasses.
Have you done that yet?
Not yet, but I intend to.
It's a good idea. I like the idea. In fact, now that's something interesting though, but with the Oculus, when it comes out as like mainstream, are you going to get a new slew of 3D movies that you can watch in your Oculus?
And move around in like a...
Well, that would be interesting too if you could move around. Well, the new movie Maze Runner.
Oh yes, I heard about that.
They have released in, I think, four different theaters, like extended projections that wraps around to the two sidewalls of the theater. so that you can look to the left and right and see parts of the movie that aren't on the main screen of the movie.
Yeah, I heard about that. And on top of that, I hear that they're making movies to do that for later on for certain movies.
But yeah, where they like fake it?
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, the movies will have extra cameras for different angles. There's another movie that's doing that right now.
Okay.
But Maze Runner is, they ended up doing After Effects and putting that in.
I would imagine most of that movie is After Effects anyway, so yeah. That's that makes sense.
This might be a dumb question, but I don't remember it. Is
the only dumb question is the one that's never asked.
Okay, well then I won't ask it now. All right, so future. Well, Maze Runner, is that based on a book?
I want to say the answer is yes. Yes, it is, because I keep thinking I want to read the book.
Okay.
But I'm never actually going to read the book because I'm
lazy.
It's
like a middle school book anyways.
Oh, is it? Yeah. I guess it probably is.
It was around the time that you also had to read The Giver, if you read that.
I did read The Giver, and I saw The Giver.
Oh, you did? How was that?
Acting was very mediocre, which actually worked out really well in the beginning of the movie, because I'm sure you know how The Giver works.
Oh, absolutely. I like that book.
Yeah, it's a very dull society. So the bad acting kind of... like played off on that. It was almost like they were dull and boring people. But after like 45 minutes of dull and boring people, the movie became very dull and boring.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'd imagine that whole book is very dull and boring.
No, I mean, not really. It. Especially the Giver's parts are very, I mean, you could tell the story of the movie was good, but the acting was just so bad.
Yeah. I just liked how, I don't know if is this a spoiler-free podcast?
Normally it is, but I feel like The Giver, I think everybody has read The Giver.
Okay.
I think we'll let it slide for The Giver.
Okay, well, there's a part where the kid learns how to do something.
Okay.
Like, and he inherits the ability to see color. Okay?
Okay.
You can cut that out if you want.
No, yeah, that's not too bad. Well, you kind of saw it coming throughout the movie anyway, but yeah.
Well, the I liked the way how the author described how he started to see color, because I was like, holy crap, what is he trying to say? Because the character doesn't know what color is.
Right.
So, like, you're not supposed to know what the character's experiencing. It was very interesting, and I was wondering how they portrayed that in the movie.
So you're saying I should go read the book, because I never read it.
Yes, the book is infinitely better than the
was
movie.
Was that on, like, the summer reading list that I never
I think I read it
ever?
In sixth grade.
Yeah, I read it in sixth grade in class.
Or maybe even the summer before sixth grade.
Okay, I read it I read it in class. Down here in seventh. So okay. I was in Ohio for sixth grade.
Yeah, so it was... I'm sure at the time I didn't like it, but in hindsight, it was a good book.
Yeah, my girlfriend hated it. She read part of it, and she doesn't like utopian societies. So, like, anything that's utopian society bores her.
Oh, yeah? See, I love stories like that. It's so great.
Yeah, me too.
I like stories with blood, gore, and guts.
And boobs.
And boobs.
Okay, so you like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I really have tried to get into Game of Thrones, and I really want to get into Game of Thrones. I've yet to be able to get into Game of Thrones.
Ditto.
I've watched the first, like, 8 episodes, and, like, I enjoyed them, but I just never, I don't know, never felt inclined to, like, I gotta go watch the next episode. It never happened.
Oh, yeah. Neither do I, but I enjoy watching it whenever someone else is watching it. Like, if it's on at the house.
See, I'm no, gonna... I can't do that. I'm only if it's, you know, now next episode I have to watch is episode 9. I'm not gonna jump around. I can't do that. Ben's like a completely... spoilers don't exist in Ben's world.
No, there's no such thing as spoilers. I watch things out of order and don't really give a shit.
Yeah. It's like, he...
except video games. Like, video games are the one thing that I have to do in order.
Okay, that's good.
So you wouldn't mind if I spoil Gurren Lagann for you?
Oh, I already watched the rest of it.
Oh, you finished it?
Yeah, I finished it like the next day.
Okay.
Like, I stayed up till 4 in the morning and watched the entire series.
That's a lot to finish.
It was only 27 episodes.
Oh, well,
and when we were talking, I was at episode 14, but that night I watched to episode 18, and then the next day I just binged watched the rest of the series.
Okay. Yeah, it just jumps so ridiculous. Like, it's you're here, and now you're here.
Yeah.
You know?
I know we're here, and here we are.
Yeah, and I'm just playing here with the dog and pretending like I understand.
Well, in case you ever watch it, that's why I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, which
anime.
I probably will, and that's why I hate spoilers.
Yeah.
Oh, and while we're on the topic of fucking anime, so I started watching Knights of Cydonia. Ryan said it was terrible. I actually like it. It's apparently a Netflix exclusive anime.
Really?
Really?
That's kind of cool.
And the animation style is very, like, very, very modern. It's, like, almost 3D-ish. It looks like the whole thing was done in Poser with a cell shading thing on top
of
it.
Okay. Okay, kind of like Ruby?
Much more 3D-ish.
Much more 3D-ish. Okay.
So, I can't think of that. It's a video game. It's a very popular game. It has a whole bunch of titles.
Final Fantasy.
Yes, Final Fantasy. They have a couple movies.
Yeah, they do.
And yeah, I was thinking about that when you said that.
More animated than that. It's like right in between like a Borderlands and the Final Fantasy movie.
Okay.
Okay. I really like those cosplayers that get those Borderlands things just right.
Yeah.
They outline their arms. Yeah. And you're like, oh, yes.
There are some pretty awesome. And there's something about those like arm borders that just immediately you're no longer human. My brain is projecting you there. Oh, I don't know what it is, but it's awesome.
It's the collarbones that get me. I'm like, oh, okay, those are cool.
Yeah. Wow, you're not real. This is neat. But then you are real. And yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of anime, I was actually browsing on 4chan. And I saw a list of anime stuff.
Oh, and okay, this turned back in the right direction. I'm associating 4chan with bad things.
No, no, it's some of it's good.
Well, hold on, we're still only have reached anime. Let's keep going. It can go south very quick. There could be tentacles. We don't know yet.
No. It was someone wanted to know a list of god tier animes. You know, some really good animes, and I saw some that I used to watch as I was a kid, and I was like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna watch these, like Evangelion, of course.
Samurai Jack was one. I don't know if it's specifically an anime, but I remember everyone liking that one. I tried to go back and watch it.
That was cool.
I didn't get back into it.
I didn't like it because it was supposed to be a TV show, so it had a lot of filler episodes, in my opinion.
Okay.
I like OVA stories, you know? And
like one series animes.
Yeah. Like
Elfin Lied.
And Fruits Basket was only like 20 something episodes at the most. Mm-hmm. And what was that other one with Ryoko, and it had like the cat spaceship. You know what I'm talking about? Tenchimoyo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I had it backwards in my head.
I liked the original. I hated the TV show variant. They changed everything and they just put a whole bunch of filler episodes in. I couldn't stand it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they got to like, you know, meet seasons and all that other nonsense. Yeah, I didn't really think about it, but a lot of anime shows are relatively short when compared to. But then some of them, like Bleach and Naruto, are like fucking 700 episodes in.
Dragon Ball.
Yeah, Dragon Ball has like as many series as other shows have TV episodes.
Oh, yeah. See,
but the creator of Bleach keeps trying to end the manga and can't because there's so much shit that still has to be filled in.
Like, yeah, that's a lot. I can't do that much reading.
He accidentally left like a lot of open-ended things that he has to keep trying to fill in and complete, and he hasn't got all the way through it, so.
Yeah,
it's like one more season.
Yeah, very odd anime I stumbled upon and downloaded a few episodes for, but deleted because I felt really weird watching it. It's called Strike Witches. I don't know if y'all have ever heard of that.
No.
It's basically these girls that are in the military and like the Air Force or something, and they have, I don't know if they turn into it or if they have equipment that they slide their legs into these jet rockets.
Okay.
And they fly. But their like legs are basically propellers with jets coming out of it. And they carry these huge saw machine guns and like shoot spaceships down.
Nice.
That's exciting.
Very strange.
Not really sure what the purpose of the show is, but that sounds exciting.
It's very strange. But yeah.
Yeah.
I have to say, Austin's really good at segues. I like it.
Yeah, it's good.
He's always prepared for like the perfect segue. It's like, yeah, wow, that worked really well.
Can we keep you?
What?
Can you keep you? I wouldn't mind
coming here.
All right, cool. One day we'll be making money, and then we can actually pay to have you here.
Yeah.
Well, on a completely rough segue, did y'all hear about Kanye West?
No.
Oh, yes, I did. What a fucking moron.
So I don't know when this happened. I saw actually in a comic I subscribed to on RSS, which is amazing. The RSS. He was at a concert, and he was trying to convince one of his audience to stand up with everybody.
He said it very lightly that he was trying to convince. No, he was refusing to start the show until this person stood up.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, do you remember when we went to Warped Tour and Mice and Men? He was like yelling at the people who weren't kneeling but were standing. Same concept, except Kanye was refusing to start the show until everybody stood up, and he called out two specific people. Continue.
And I didn't know it was two specific people. I knew it was one. But I know at least one of them was handicapped. He was in a wheelchair.
Could not stand.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other person was quote-unquote disabled. Don't know what that means. But these two people were not standing. He would not stand up continue the show till they stood up, and they were in wheelchairs or some other reason that they could not stand.
Jeez. Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, what a douchemonger.
That's fucking terrible.
Douchemonger.
Yeah. I like adding various nouns after douche. Yeah. douche canoe, douche river, douche monger, douche washer.
Like Nintendo with their products.
Yeah.
The 3DS XL.
Yeah, I was waiting for the 3DIS XL.
Oh, speaking of that, you heard about Super Smash Brothers, how it's coming on the Wii U and the 3DS?
Yes. And it's already out on the 3DS, isn't it? Or is it just the demo?
October 3rd.
Okay, so the demo's out now? It was in Japan.
Okay.
And if you have a key for being like Nintendo Platinum or whatever,
that's
you
me.
Can get the demo in the US. And oh, people are excited. Selling it for relatively I'm cheap excited. On eBay. So.
Well, I found out that you... Okay, I don't know how the Wii U one works, because apparently you can buy little physical figures like you can in that one game.
Disney Infinity. Skylanders, Disney.
Skylanders, both, yeah. And, both of those, and yeah. In Disney Infinity, or X Infinity.
It's Disney Infinity, yeah, Disney I believe. Infinity.
I don't know why I put an X there.
Well,
it makes everything more extreme.
Absolutely. Well, you can buy little physical characters and like rank them up and stuff, and apparently they fight side by side with you, because the way this new Smash Bros. Works is like a... story.
Okay.
Like, you don't fight on a platform, you fight through a level and then on a platform.
Oh yeah, I saw that. That's like a game mode they have. Yeah. Which is pretty awesome.
Hmm.
Yeah,
I can't
I have
wait
to go get it
for
my DS.
Smash 4.
Well, what's really cool about it is that you can take your 3DS game and plug or connect it to your Wii U, like via direct Wi-Fi or
oh,
something.
Right.
And you can play Smash Bros. On the Wii U with your 3DS controller.
So
or your 3DS as a controller.
So it's okay, kind of like a remote play with the PS4.
Yes.
Wait, are you playing on your DS from the TV, or you're just using your DS as a controller?
I think either.
Either, okay.
Because I remember you could do that on the GameCube. I didn't have a GameCube, but I remember you could like plug in your SP to control as a controller.
Could you? Oh, that's cool.
Maybe.
I didn't know that.
It didn't have as many buttons, though, so I may be wrong.
Yeah, huh. I don't know.
And they're also bringing back the GameCube controller for the
yes,
Wii U. Yes,
I do Smash know that. They're bringing back the GameCube yeah. controller, which is
so
awesome.
That's like 3DS GameCube controller... Wii U controller. They also have their Wii U gamepad. That's four controllers. So
and
far.
The normal Wii controller is
oh,
also
yeah.
compatible with
I
it.
I did not know that. Okay, that's five controllers.
Yeah, so there are five. And then you could probably at that point use the classic controller with the Wii controller.
Oh my gosh.
So the Wii U supports lots of controllers. They yeah. deserve an award for backwards compatibility.
And since it's Bluetooth based, you could technically use your phone or any other Bluetooth based keyboard or
you
keypad.
You could. Yeah. Well, damn.
Hear that, Joey? That's our next step. We're going to make a 3DS, or not a 3DS, but a Wii U gamepad with our phones. Hook them up via Bluetooth.
I saw something really cool. It's a NES controller, but it's Bluetooth, and it has bumpers on the top, and it's completely wireless. It's just the square pad, and it's Bluetooth, and it connects to your phone. You can use it as a gamepad.
That's awesome.
Oh, nice.
I was going to get it, but since it doesn't have any joysticks and just a D-pad, I was like, that's not very
Yeah, well, you can use a PS3 controller on your phone. You have to root to do it, but you can,
okay.
There's an app, I forget what it's called. But
you have to Groot.
Yes, you have to Groot
I am
your phone.
We
I
Groot.
I saw Guardians of the Galaxy again yesterday.
Did
it's
you?
A good
yeah.
movie.
Who'd you go watch it with?
My dad.
Huh.
I am definitely going to
Thanks
buy
for the
it.
Invite. No,
you were at practice. I would have, in fact.
Don't remind me.
No, I was, what was I? What did I? I don't remember. But anyway, yeah.
Yesterday was rough at work.
Yeah.
Today significantly less because I just yelled at people.
Good, good.
So,
like, are you angry? I'm like, shut up.
Oh yeah.
I don't
you
think
were,
that is a yes.
You seem to enjoy those girls that were at the bonfire.
Ah,
that was sarcastic.
Yeah,
sarcasm.
Ah.
I sensed that. My sarcasm senses are tingling.
On a completely unrelated tangent again. Have y'all ever played Freddy Fish?
No.
When y'all were kids? No? What about Putt-Putt?
Putt-Putt, yes!
The purple
Putt
car?
Putt. Yes!
It was like the same color as your shirt.
Yeah.
Purple,
people like
yeah.
grapes.
Well, Freddy Fish was also from the same brand. Computer games
okay.
and stuff.
Okay, I remember a picture of Freddy Fish. I don't think I ever played him, but I want to say...
They all had, like, scenes in each other's games,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
And there was another one with, like, a spy or something.
Yeah. I
didn't have that
The
one.
Fox thing with the cheese.
Yes.
I played that game. I used to love that game. I don't remember much about it, but I remember liking it.
The fox thing with the cheese.
Yes.
Yeah, he was, like, a fox thing, and I remember there being cheese. I don't... I bet you I still have the disc upstairs.
Well, you might be delighted to know that it's now in the App Store. You can buy it for, like, $3 or download it for free to test and see if it works.
Putt-Putt?
Putt-Putt saves the zoo. Putt-Putt does this.
Holy shit, I have Putt-Putt saves the zoo. Like, the game.
Yes.
And Putt-Putt
so
goes to
I.
the moon?
Yeah. I don't know about the moon. I also remember there being a... You could, like, tour an airplane on that disc or something. I don't know. Or it was really weird.
I don't remember that one.
I don't know. It might have been on the
Putt Saves the Zoo. That is so awesome.
Yeah. Maybe if I could get it for cheaper, maybe even free, I'd get it. I don't know, about $4.
Yeah, well, five.
Five, okay.
Yeah, five. Yeah, Spy Fox.
Spy Fox.
Yeah, Freddy Fish and the Stolen. I did. You know what? I did play the Freddy Fish games. I remember now.
Yeah, Freddy Fish and the Haunted Schoolhouse was the one I played.
I don't remember which one I played, but I do. Pajama Sam, Putt-Putt Saves the Zoo Free. Oh. Putt-Putt Travels Through Time. I never played that one.
I'm seeing Hi to the Dog.
Why is there no pet? Putt-Putt Goes to the Moon. I'm disappointed.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe they'll have more.
Maybe.
Well, if they weren't $5, I would pay like 99 cents for that.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe $2, but not $5.
Yeah, maybe I'd push $2.
$5 is only reserved for something like Minecraft, I already own on like 5 devices.
Right? Yeah. For the game I already own other places that I can play with better controls.
I'm surprised it's not on the 3DS yet. That's something that like they would benefit from.
That's true. Yeah, the 3DS controls would probably be really good. Yeah.
You know what I would pay $5 for?
What?
Mega Man. I would buy a Mega Man game for $5 on my phone.
Actually, for 364 on the 3DS, all the Mega Man games are on sale. Actually, you might have just missed it. It was last week, but I know that Samus Aran, or however people pronounce it, Samus, is on the 3DS for 364 right now.
I mean, Metroid.
Metroid, yeah.
Yeah, that game.
I was too busy trying to pronounce the name.
Yeah.
I remember because of Smash Brothers coming out, I'm getting all these emails updating, like, they're basically selling all the games that the challengers, for cheaper. I think right now, Animal Crossing is next week. I'm absolutely sure about that, so.
I already have Animal Crossing.
Same here.
I don't. I never got into the Animal Crossing series. Like, ever.
It's like being old and retired and living at home and just doing yard work all day.
Imagine if you could get money for catching bugs and fishing.
Yeah.
And dumping it on a desk and being
and picking up weeds and planting apples to shake off the tree. Yeah. It's like gardening and fishing and bug catching and fossil collecting.
It's a very open world game, and some people like that.
Is it open world, though?
It's open town.
Yeah, open town. That's what I mean. It's free roam.
And you just can do whatever you want. You're like, I feel like going and catching bugs this evening.
Oh, when it's on sale, I might pick it up then.
And you can visit like your friends' towns and stuff. Or
no, you can visit your friends' towns and stuff.
I do.
Okay.
my cosplay friend, Kat, who used to live here, she recently moved to Texas, and I convinced her to get Animal Crossing right as she left. And
now you guys can stay in touch and visit each other.
Yeah, you can visit each other's towns. And
yeah, and that seems fun and stuff, but she's a player like me. She likes to crunch. You know, she likes to play a lot and a long time. You know, so when you're on each other's server, if you quit without saving, you lose everything. So it's I have to sit there and wait. And like, if she's in my town, because I'm more progressed, of course,
right?
You know, she wants to use my stuff, so I'm like, I have to wait for her to finish
before you can do anything with your DS.
Yeah.
I could imagine why that would be slightly frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fun game, but Animal Crossing does get exhausting when you don't exactly want to play.
Yeah, it's very menial tasks. She is sleeping in a really odd position.
Yes, your dog. That dog is sleeping very oddly.
Yeah, she's actually up for adoption. So.
Oh. I don't think I'd be able to get another dog with my two boxers. Oh, never mind. I don't have two boxers. My one boxer recently passed away. It's just, I automatically said it.
Yeah. It's sad. I had a lab that died rather recently.
Mm. I haven't had a dog in like 10 years.
Yeah, I don't know if I could handle another dog. So, but somehow this one's here.
Yes.
I've had cats.
Cats are easy. I like cats.
I'm allergic to cats.
So am I. I don't like cats. They're very lazy and they're mean to me. So
see, cats love me, and like even Ryan's cat. Have you ever tried to pet Ryan's cat?
No.
That thing is a ferocious motherfucker. I mean, that thing, you get within like this range to it, like how close I am to the dog, which is, you know, 6 inches, maybe a foot. I don't know. And she'll hiss at you and like swipe at you, except for me. Don't understand, but anyway, that's all I have to say about that. All
right.
Yeah. I mean, my brother has a couple cats, and he listened to some foster cat lady who knew everything about cats, allegedly. So now my brother's some cat expert, you know?
Oh, excellent.
So he's a member of Reddit then.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, it's, and, you know, any cat fact he's heard is absolute truth. Anything you've heard is absolute lie.
Oh,
you know?
Of course.
Nope. So,
nope, that's not true.
No.
At all.
Oh, okay. But, his cats are nice. They're two little black kittens. They're brothers and, you know. But they snuggled with me when I was apartment sitting in his place.
Yeah.
But it, this brother is not blood related to me, in case his apartment people are listening in, which they probably won't.
I doubt it. And by the time they do, they won't give a fuck. Cause, or you won't give a fuck because fuck them. Because no. Success.
Yeah. But yeah. Cats.
Yeah, cats. Cats are a thing. Cats are... I like cats because they're very low maintenance. You can, like, occasionally pet them, and then they'll go off and do their own thing, and that's all you got to deal with.
But you got to clean up after their poop.
That's See, that's true. Why I like sloths. Sloths only poop once a week.
Why? Interesting transition there.
I did not know that. I mean, it makes sense because of slow metabolism, but...
Yeah.
Did you know that some sloths are so dumb that they grab their own arm thinking it's a tree branch and fall to their death?
Yeah.
Did you know that when a sloth falls asleep, all their muscles lock up? So no. They sleep upside down, and you can pick them up, and their arms are still locked in that thing, and you can slide them off a tree branch.
That's hilarious. Awesome.
That's what I want to do. I want to go to Costa Rica. I want to find a sleeping sloth and just pop it up and slide it and take it with me.
And then it'll probably stay like that all the way back home because they sleep forever.
They'd be like, is that a real sloth? I'd be like, no, it's a stuffed
animal. No, see, look, it's clearly a fake. I mean, don't touch it because it's really expensive and you can't afford it. But, yeah.
Well, that's the thing, because like, there's a place in Melbourne, Florida that sells them. $4,500 for a fucking sloth.
I'd pay $4,500 for a sloth.
That's quite a bit.
Yeah, that's like a down payment on a Jeep.
Or a sloth.
Or a sloth.
Or a really, really old Jeep that's a piece of crap that you can restore.
Yeah, that's true. I was recently, or actually this afternoon, I was shopping for a Jeep on Craigslist.
Mm. If you happen to find any half doors, specifically like ones that would fit my Jeep, let me know. Because I'm looking for some half doors. The front ones will fit, but my back doors, you know, you have to get a second pair that are a different size. Which is kind of a bummer.
I saw something. It said half doors on it. I mean, I really couldn't fucking tell because I was like half-ass clicking and listening to someone bitch. So. Okay.
You have a Wrangler, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I got too.
That's what I will be getting. I'll be getting the two-door version because I'm a broke-ass bitch and also own another car.
Okay. Fair enough.
So you're going to have two cars? I'm
going to have the Corolla still just as like a daily driver, and then I'm going to get the Jeep to go fuck shit up in.
With us?
Yes.
Yeah. Although, to be honest, though, mudding's more fun if you're all in the same Jeep.
Is it really? Because I like watching you drive into the middle of the lake and like me driving around.
It is fun, a lot of people, with like at least three vehicles, but you all have to have CB radios.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't have a CB radio.
That'd be fun. I can get one.
Yeah, I actually got one at the Flying J. That's the first time I remembered it off the top of my head. It looks basically like a large walkie-talkie. It's handheld, and it takes like 9 AA batteries. It's ridiculous. Wow. But it's handheld, and it's a CB. And if you later want to connect an antenna to your truck or whatever, you can get an antenna, and it plugs into the
How much was it?
It was like $70.
That's not bad. My dad bought one, but it ended up being a CB listening only radio.
Oh my gosh.
So that you couldn't talk, but you could hear everybody else. So
yeah, you can adjust the squelch and stuff and maybe attach another antenna to listen to the police or something.
Yeah, but that was about it. So.
Yeah.
Man, these podcasts go by so fast.
They do. What time are we at?
We already have 40 minutes.
Wow.
Shit. And that's on top of it. And the other one ran like 10 minutes over. So we're like pushing an hour and 45 minute podcast. So where are we going to dinner? You guys are up for dinner?
I don't know.
Wherever. I'm up for dinner. I'm starving.
Whatever has pizza.
Pizza?
Pizza maybe. Sounds good.
I didn't have pizza yesterday.
Okay.
Did you?
Yeah.
I used to go on a pizza binge all the time.
Are we Snapchatting mid-podcast?
We are.
That's exciting. Well, we can decide that elsewhere.
Yes.
Or
elsewhere.
Different times. Any closing thoughts on this abruptly ending podcast?
I want to go buy Destiny. Like right
now. Yeah, I kind of do too. But it's a good game.
Just get the Xbox One so I can play with you.
Although, if I had an extra $400, I would.
Okay, everybody's pushing me to get Xbox One and Destiny, but I'm going to get it for the 360 first because when I get the Xbox One, It's a free upgrade.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
And I considered doing that.
It's up until like January.
Okay. I didn't know that.
If you buy it for the 360, you get a free upgrade to the Xbox One. And the truth is, though, you get to keep both versions.
That sucks. I wish I would have known about that. Yeah. Because then I could play with my 360 friends.
Right.
And
right.
Get double the gamer score.
You could. That would
Wait,
work.
Wait, can you play with your 360 friends?
You can
if
buy,
you buy Destiny for the 360.
You can buy it for the 360 and get a free upgrade.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know that. So I paid. Does that count for like special editions though? Because I bought like the $90 special
yes.
edition.
If you bought the $90 special edition for the Xbox 360,
you could get the special edition on the one.
No.
Okay. Ooh, yeah.
Well, what's in the special edition?
Well, I got the digital one, so that's it. Was basically get everything, including like all the special items and the DLC for cheap.
I bet it is. I haven't checked, but they have an FAQ on their website that I will look at when we disperse.
I want them to make like. Ship-to-ship combat. Because, like, there's 1,001 fucking ships out there. Well, there's a handful, at least.
Elite Dangerous.
Like in Halo 4?
Yeah.
Halo Reach. Yeah, Halo sorry. Reach. I was just playing Reach the other day. So I've had it in my mind.
Still has the best trailer ever of all time.
What, Reach?
The best trailers, yes. Like all the live-action ones that went with it.
Oh, yeah. Destiny has a live-action trailer. That's the only trailer I saw ever.
That is the only Destiny trailer I've seen that's, like, really a trailer.
It's amazing.
Is it the one where, like... They jump into a giant canyon or
they're on the moon.
Yeah.
And they actually use I honestly think it's live action. That's how good the graphics are in the beginning scenes of the game. Like it
I believe it because the Halo 4 opening scene, I still look at that and even like what I remember how realistic it looked, I watch it and I'm like, yeah, that's real.
Yeah, that's
that's
real.
Way more real than I remember.
Yeah.
And I know it's not, but damn, it's so good.
What was it? I don't know if you're concerned about listening to spoilers on the very opening scenes, unless you want to watch for yourself.
No, very opening scenes, I'm not too.
Well, basically, it just explains how they find the Traveler, because it's basically insinuated, unless you skip.
Yeah. Let me think about it. I don't know, because I might buy it tonight, so
okay.
So I'm going to hold out just there. Because the
yeah, of course.
The suspense is only possibly tonight.
Well, they discover the Traveler. That's,
okay.
And it's very realistic. Like they're in spacesuits, and you can see like the plastic on their little
That's
watch.
Awesome!
Wrinkle.
I love technology. God, the future is fantastic.
Yeah. I think at any time, like say earlier when you and Cy and me were all talking at the same time, I'm just gonna say like random already known spoilers. Like, Snape kills Dumbledore.
I like that idea. And then I'll listen to it in the podcast. Yeah. It's like fuck.
Yeah, I was considering buying the Game of Thrones books on my phone. So when my girlfriend's watching the show. I was going to go ahead and read like right before that show ends and spoil it for her. She loves spoilers, but that's the one thing she wouldn't want spoiled.
The Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Because like I'll play a video game and she goes on like Wikipedia or Tumblr or something and like reads discussions of how the game ended. And I'm like, oh yeah, well this happened. She's like, I know. I was like, shut up. I love you.
Shut up. I love you. All right. Well, let's go grab some food. God, we might start doing two podcasts a week. All right.
Yeah.
On this note,
let's do it.
This has been episode 38. Are we sure?
38.5, I guess.
Yeah.
It was 37 last time.
Was it? Okay, so it's 38. God, ooh, we're approaching on 40. Man, we're getting old.
We're about to hit our midlife crisis.
Yeah. We should do something in celebration of our midlife crisis.
Buy a Ferrari.
Okay.
Or we could all go mudding when Ben buys a new Jeep.
Yeah.
That works.
Or an old Jeep, but new Jeep.
Okay, cool. All right. Sounds like a plan.
All done.
All right, and on that note, this is Podcast 38.5.
I'm Ben.
I'm Austin.
And I'm Joey.
Later.
Ah,
adios.
Hold on. Got it.